This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud. We learned in the previous Mishnah that in the vast majority of cases when Chazal make reference to the halachic unit of measurement of the Amma, they are referring to the medium-sized Amma, which equals 6 Tfachim. The Mishnah mentioned that in a certain chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, there were these 1 Amma rulers that were larger than the standard 6 Tfachim Amma. They, we learned, had a specific purpose. There was also a smaller version of the Amma that measured not 6, but 5 Tfachim. In our Mishnah, we learn where that version of the Amma came into play. And that is, we derive from a passage in Sefer Yecheskel that for certain structures or kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, whose dimensions are given to us by the Torah in Amos, the smaller 5 Tefach Amma is used for those particular kalim or structures. The Mishnah presents a dispute of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to which things in the Beis HaMikdash were built on the basis of the smaller 5 Tefach Amma. We start with the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Amos Hoyu Beninios. Generally speaking, the dimensions of the various structures, the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, are given in terms of the standard medium Amma of 6 Tefachim, Chutz, except for in the following cases. First, we have Mizbech Hazav, the smaller golden Mizbeach that was placed inside of the Heichal building itself, where the Ketoras offering was burned. This is not considered a part of the actual structure of the Beis HaMikdash or Mishkan, but it's considered a keli. It's a relatively small Mizbeach, you know, more portable. Torah says that the golden Mizbeach shall be 1 Amma by 1 Amma. Rimer says, kind of Amma is meant the smaller 5 Tefach Amma. Also, Vakeren, the so-called horns, these are cubes that protrude at each of the corners of the larger outer Mizbeach. Torah says that the Korano shall measure 1 Amma by 1 Amma. Here too, the smaller 5 Tefach Amma is meant. Vehasovev, and also the Sovev, the ledge that went around the outer Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdash, it protruded 1 Amma from the Mizbeach. Here too, it means the smaller 5 Tefach Amma. Vehayisod, and also the height of the base that went around the Mizbeach Achitzon, it's supposed to have a height of 1 Amma here as well. It means the smaller 5 Tefach Amma. But the width of the Yisod, the amount it protrudes from the rest of the Mizbeach, is also 1 Amma. That Amma is measured with the regular 6 Tefach Amma. So while the dimensions of the outer large Mizbeach as a whole were given in terms of the standard 6 Tefach Amma, the dimensions of the aforementioned specific sections of the Mizbeach Achitzon were given in terms of the smaller 5 Tefach Amma. This is according to Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Amas HaBinyan Shisha Tefachim. The dimensions for all structures of the Beis HaMikdash were given in terms of the standard 6 Tefach Amma, and that includes the Mizbeach Achitzon, which is considered a structure since it was attached to the ground. It's very large, so it's not all portable. It's considered a structure. So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Meir that on the whole, the outer Mizbeach's dimensions are in terms of the standard 6 Tefach Amma, and he agrees with the exclusions mentioned by Rabbi Meir, specific portions of the Mizbeach Achitzon, whose dimensions are in terms of the smaller 5 Tefach Amma. Rabbi Yehuda continues, Vishal Kelim Chamisha. But the dimensions of all of the utensils of the Beis HaMikdash are given in terms of the smaller 5 Tefach Amma. So this includes the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Golden Mizbeach. The dimensions of all of these Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash are given in terms of the smaller 5 Tefach Amma. And so in this matter, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir disagree. For Rabbi Meir had said that the one vessel, the Beis HaMikdash, whose dimensions are given in the smaller 5 Tefach Amma, is the Golden Mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda says all of the Kelim Beis HaMikdash, anything that's not part of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash itself or the Mizbeach Achitzon, dimensions of all those things is given in the 5 Tefach smaller Amma. And this then explains the dispute of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda that we find in the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey, on the question of the dimensions of the Shulchan in terms of Tfachim. Torah says the dimensions of the Shulchan are 2 amos by 1 amo. So how does that translate into tvachim? Remeir the Rav Menacho says this means 12 tvachim by 6 tvachim. That's Remeir going, with his opinion here, that the amos given for the Shulchan are the standard amos of 6 tvachim each. So 2 by 1 amos equals 12 by 6 tvachim. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda there, Menacho says that in terms of tvachim, the Shulchan measured 10 by 5. That's Rabbi Yehuda going with the opinion he expresses here, that all of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, their dimensions are with the smaller 5 tevach amo. Thus, 2 amos by 1 amo amounts to 10 by 5 tvachim. The halach is in accordance with Rabbi Meir.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.